ClevelandBrowns.com. We are very pleased to be joined right now by the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns for his first appearance on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Mike Patton. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with this. You get this job, and it's been a whirlwind, I know. You were in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl. They're talking with you down there, and then you end up here yesterday and end up the coach of the Browns. Just laying out the last, say, 24 hours of this thing, did you leave the conversation Wednesday or Wednesday night with Joe Banner, Jimmy Haslam, I guess Michael Lombardi was part of that too, with a sense of where this was going?
I did. I felt good. Every time I had a chance to sit down with him, I thought the meetings were very thorough, very positive. I thought there was good energy in the room, good chemistry. There was no questions that I felt like there was any awkwardness with, and I think they were, I could tell by their responses and body language that they were very comfortable with what I had to say, and again I felt good and after the first one and even better after the second.
Coach, if I took away anything from yesterday's introductory press conference, toughness and accountability. You talked a little bit about the toughness. You expounded on that, mental and physical toughness. Talk a little bit about the accountability and the high standards and how that will relate to the players and coaches of the Cleveland Browns.
Well, that's going to start with the staff. That we're going to build a staff that are great teachers, that are going to be able to get in there with the players and get the information from you. You see a lot of coaches that are super smart and they get on the whiteboard and just wow you, but they can't really explain it that well to the players. That we're going to put together a staff that can do that, that are great teachers first and foremost, and then setting of the high standards that we're going to show them either examples of previous Browns games when it's happened, or cut ups from other places depending on where the system's coming from, whether that's New York Jets or Buffalo Bills cut ups for the defense, or wherever the offense has its roots of what it's supposed to look like, and we're going to have the standards high and hold them to it.
So, since you brought that up, where are you with the hiring of the staff? Give us an indication of that, specifically, if you can. Any names, of course, we'd love those. But the timeline as well, Coach.
Yeah, I really don't want to speak on any names at this point, but we're very deep into the process of having a lot of guys contacted, and we've put in requests with some other teams where that's been necessary, guys that are under contract, and those responses are coming back through. So I would say early next week that we'll have a much better feel as it begins to take shape. What I don't want to do is I don't want to play fantasy football with the coaching staff, that I want to hire all the positions and then just throw them all in a room together. I want to hire key guys on both sides of the ball and then lean on them, their expertise, their connections, to put together the rest of the staff that they're comfortable with, guys that they've worked with before. I think that's critical. I was fortunate when I went to Buffalo that Doug Marrone and Russ Brand and Doug Whaley, they allowed me to build the defensive staff that way. And I think that's one of the reasons that we were able to hit the ground running, because it was guys that I'd worked with before that I knew were passionate, were loyal, that were great teachers. They just weren't necessarily big names. So when you looked at the staff roster on paper, you didn't think much of it. But what people didn't realize was how much cohesion and how much chemistry there was there. Because I think you can fall into that trap. Again, if it's similar to the old winning the press conference that I mentioned yesterday. We don't want people to look at the coaching staff roster and decide whether we're going to be good or not. I think because people don't know how well people will work with each other. I've seen a lot of staffs put together in all-star fashion, and a lot of times that doesn't work.
Coach, you talk about coming from Buffalo and putting that staff together, 57 sacks, second in the NFL, fourth in DVOA, got the best out of guys like Mario Williams, Marcell Dareus. When you look at the talent here that you have in the defensive front and your use of multiple fronts, Barkevious Mingo, Kruger, Shear, Desmond Bryant, Phil Taylor, a lot of talent here. How do you hope to utilize that and play to the strengths of those players?
Well, first, I'll address the DVOA thing because I have no idea what that means. So I just know it's a number I've seen thrown around. So I guess we were
the value, replacement value over the average. I mean, okay. Very good. It's a very good compliment. You guys went from 27 to 4, so it's very good.
This is that guy. Just so
the analytical nerds. Yes. It's very good.
Gotcha. Okay, that's a good thing. No, our biggest task as a staff is we're going to get in here and evaluate the roster from A to Z. And we have our own. I can speak for the defense for sure, because again, still uncertain of what the other other side of the ball is going to look like from a scheme standpoint. That'll depend on the staff. But I know defensively that we'll be able to watch the tape, kind of slot the players into what positions that they will fill in our system. And that'll give us a pretty good idea of the initial depth chart, and then prioritize where those potential holes are in that depth chart, where we see, hey, we're missing a guy at this spot, or we're missing a guy at this spot. And then when we looked at those spots, we would prioritize them. What's the most important? Is it inside linebacker? Is it D-tackle? Is it safety? And rank those from a priority standpoint. And then you do that across the entire roster. And then that's when we can sit down with Michael Lombardi and with Joe Banner and talk about how can we acquire the talent to fill those holes. So I think that's the long-term plan for this spring. But the initial thing is to get the guys in here and get watching the tape.
Mike Pettine, the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So Mike, this stage, interviewing, trying to bring aboard assistants now, there was a lot of concern that this being the last job that was filled and at this late date, the ability to get, quote, good people would be challenged in some way, shape, or form. Is that a factor?
I think it can be, but I still think it, and just what I've gone through in the last 24 hours in starting to assemble the staff, that there are a lot of good coaches out there. There are, and I just think it's a matter of doing our research, doing the, you know, they use the phrase due diligence to make sure that what I don't want to do is rush the staff to feel like we're so far behind and hit the panic button a little bit and, hey, let's hire the staff just for the sake of hiring the staff so we can get going. I think that's a mistake. I think we're at the point now where, hey, we are behind in the game. Let's understand that. But I'd rather even go a little bit slower now to make sure we get the staff right and then go ahead and put our foot on the gas.
And people are excited about that, and you putting your foot on the gas. And that's one of the things you talked about yesterday, was basically coming in here, hitting the ground running, getting into the film, addressing this roster, assessing it, as you just pointed out. When you think about taking over a franchise, and you talked about looking at this fan base from afar, and just it being a bottom-line business, is your focus right now just everything coming together, getting the personnel together, and being ready September to really hit the ground running and get to those bottom-line results that everybody cares about?
Yeah, I think the focus is even shorter term than that. That we want to be ready as a staff for when the players walk in the building, and the CBA actually helps us a little bit here. That date is pushed so far back. In previous years, it would be in March, where you would get the players back. I don't know how prepared we would be to have players in at that point. So at least now it's pushed back into April, with the draft being later. I think that's going to help us as well. But that's huge for us that we were able to have things ready to go defensively. The system's in place. There'll be some minor tweaks to it, but as far as the playbook is concerned, that will not be an issue. But the other side of the ball will be crucial. But again, that's not. I don't want to rush that, and I think that extra time will help us.
Last thing, let you go. But is the pathway to look? This team gave the previous head coach 11 months, and now they've changed. You're here. There is got to be a great sense of urgency because in large part of what happened before. Is there a way to sort of shorten the path, for sake of a better term, by maybe simplifying things and reducing the learning curve of everything you're going to bring to it? Can you see a way that you can get your program in place in faster fashion, maybe just because time is never a friend in these things?
Well, I think that's already a consideration that's going to be for our staff in year one, because I think in year one, I think you have to keep it simpler. And again, it's also going to come down to the roster. I've always been a believer, and I got this from my dad. He called it the sponge theory, is that your areas of the team have a cumulative intelligence. How much can they handle? And I've been a part of teams where you could just keep throwing stuff at them, and they handle it, and they can keep doing more. And you can get very graduate level with them. And then I've been a part of teams where you lose some guys, and all of a sudden you're not as cumulatively smart as you had been before, and you have to dumb it back a little bit. I'm not a believer in just, this is my package, this is what we're putting in every year. Some years we'll handle it. Some years we could handle more. I think it's a disservice to the players. And to the team where you don't try to maximize it. And again, it leads to some frustrating times. You try to throw too much on guys. You have to find out where the sponge gets saturated. So you keep throwing it at them, and at some point, you got guys jumping off sides. You got your some of your better guys that are busting things that they should never make a mistake on. Then you realize, you know what? And we get feedback from them. How much is too much? And then you kind of find out, how much can this group handle? And again, that changes from year to year. That'll be our job as a staff early on. How much can our guys handle? And again, we won't have the bar set super high in year one just because it is year one. So, again, that's something that we'll have deep discussions with as a coaching staff.
All right. Thank you.
I just want to follow up on that, because one of the things in talking to people who played with you, played for you, Bart Scott, Trevor Price, and others, they said your ability to relate to players is one of the things that made you great. You could talk to veterans at the time when you were in Baltimore, when Ray Lewis was there, and talk to the younger players all the same and really relate and find a way to get the best out of them. So what I wanted to ask you is, taking over the Browns, thought you delivered your message to the fans, to the city, phenomenally well yesterday. What's the one thing that you would want the players of the Cleveland Browns, they were listening to this right now, to know that they are getting from you and what you're going to expect from them?
Well, they're going to get a staff that's committed to winning, that is going to care not only about winning but care about them. And it's a corny phrase, but I still think it's true that players don't care what you know till they know that you care. And I think we're all in this together. And this doesn't need to be a military type or that type of relationship. We're all working together, and as soon as the players realize that and buy in that this is their team, this is their offense, their defense, I think the better off we'll be.
Thanks, Coach.
Mike, thank you. It was great. Mike Pettine, the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, joining us, and you'll hear from him many more times, we know, on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. In a little bit, we're going to get with Scott Petrak of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, who covers the Browns. That's all ahead on ESPN 850 WKNR.